Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barbin, and with me is Terry Klaus. She came in third place in our transformation contest. If you're listening on iTunes, head over to venusindex.com and check out the picks. So congratulations. Thanks for being on the call. And I guess right off the bat, let's have a little bit of your history. What have you done before finding Venus, like as far as diet and fitness goes?
Well, as far as diet and fitness, I've done not successfully, but everything pretty much, from counting my calories a little bit, but along with restrictive eating. I've done Atkins, South Beach, LA Weight Loss, Weight Watchers 3 times, Naturally Thin, Thyroid Diet. I bought the Diet Solution. I did the Cabbage Soup. I mean, I could go on. Whatever was popped into an article, you know, in a magazine or online, I would give it a shot and would have a little bit of success, but it was all too restrictive. I that's a term that I've discovered through Venus, and that's everything that I was trying was always restrictive. As far
you mean
as
like cutting out entire food groups or
yes,
styles?
Yes, either right. You know, like with the Atkins, only eating so many carbs, and that my husband and I would do a lot of this stuff together, but that kind of worked. But the downside with that was that I didn't realize. I always thought I wasn't a carb person, whatever that meant. But when we kind of fell off the wagon of that, all I wanted was carbs. So eventually you're going to make up for what you have removed from whatever, you know, because of whatever diet you're doing. So
it's almost a self-perpetuating story, because then the people who purport those type of diets can say, see, look, you were a carb addict. Like, it's almost like once you crash and fail, they can turn around and prove that their ridiculous claim in the first place.
Exactly. And it's so frustrating and depressing when you're constantly losing the 10, 20, 30, whatever amount of pounds. And, you know, you just keep getting older. You know, I'm 53 years old. I'm like, you know, waiting for this magic bullet. I mean, it's not coming. So
So you could say so you're 53. So when did this whole testing out dieting start in your life? Ballpark.
Well, I specifically remember a time when I was 13, and I was just kind of going through that awkward stage, and my mom was worried I was getting fat, and I wasn't fat, you know, looking back. But she took me to the doctor, and what his solution, yes, he said count calories, but, you know, I was still a growing girl, and he gave me diet pills, which was just speed, you know.
Come on, so when you were 13?
I was 13. Mm. You know, I was 13, and, you know, my mom thought she was doing me a favor, but I think it really started a cycle of, you know, well, fasting kind of, and then completely binging. And it didn't grow into any other type of eating disorders, you know, like purging or anything like that. But it was, it began, I can just remember, you know, the speed was great because I didn't want to eat, and I got a lot accomplished because I didn't want to sleep, you know, but that only went for so long. And it started that, okay, I could lose weight, and then I would stop, and I'd gain weight, and it's just been a never-ending cycle.
That's okay. So that's a long time then. That's
uh-huh.
You went way further
40
back.
Years.
I was gonna say you kind of stopped me dead in my tracks. You went way further back than I expected. Not that I even had a. I'm constantly surprised that things start that early. But I guess, you know what, it must start for everybody. It probably starts so far back for most people they can't even remember. At least you remember, I guess.
Well, right. And you know, my mom is since not with us anymore, but I remember saying to her, Mom, I know you didn't mean it, but I wish that we had done something differently. And she had, after she had kids, she had had some struggles with weight, so she didn't want that for me. You know, she wanted to kind of nip it in the bud, so to speak, but it is all it did. I mean, maybe I would have had this issue anyway. I don't know, but it started it very young.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and like you just said, even if it's with otherwise good intentions, it still can turn out not the best way.
Right. Exactly.
All right. So then you've progressed a long way, and you've tried everything. So at some point, did you just feel like giving it, like, that's all the same? Did you just think we were another gimmick or scam, or like, you obviously tried us? So I don't know. Like, you must be skeptical at this point.
Well, right. I mean, I was, but you know what? The one thing that enticed me was the money back guarantee. It was like, well, you know what? I can do that. I'll keep all my information, and I'll just say I want my money back. You know, I'll give it a shot, and you know, because I've wasted so much money over the years with different things, the money back guarantee. And I've done it with other things, you know, I can't even think right now, but like diet plans that you download and it doesn't work for me, or I can't work it. And I say, you know what? I tried. I can't do it. I want my money back. So that was kind of my my safety net, because I thought, well, what's the worst that can happen? I'll give it a shot and I won't be able to do it, I can't do it, or something, and then I won't have lost anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so there was no risk then?
Right, in my mind, there was no risk. Right.
So was there anything we said that sounded different? Like, did you just assume we were similar to everything else, or was there something different about what we were saying?
Well, you know, to be honest, a couple years ago, I bought Brad's Eat Stop Eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to that through I was doing some TTAP exercises, so through Lanny Muehlrath. So that and that kind of worked on one of the times when I was doing Weight Watchers in preparation for my son's wedding, my oldest son's wedding. I incorporated, it was the third time I was doing Weight Watchers, by the way, I incorporated ESC in with my whole counting the points thing, and it really helped. So in my mind, I trusted Brad. You know, I put it that way. I trusted what he said with that. Now, you know, I did kind of fall off the wagon with that, you know, after the wedding and all that type of stuff, but and started to, that's where I was now. I was starting to gain some of that weight back. The email that I got from him this past December, showing the results from the third contest, you know, there was a level of trust there because I already kind of trusted his Eat Stop Eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, oh, you know, and then I started looking at the, I don't even remember who was in the winners, but I started looking like, wow, you know, that's pretty good, and they just kind of look like normal people. But look at how they look now. Like, and that was only 12 weeks. Like, I was a little skeptical, but again, I had that trust factor because of Eat Stop Eat. So, that's when I started checking things out, and you know, and decided to give it a shot.
Great. So then you jumped in and walk us through. Okay, so at what point do you actually make the decision to enter the contest?
Well, I guess when it all came up and I was on the forum a little bit, you know, and I was really just a lurker in the beginning because and I still do just kind of watch a lot, mostly because I'm at work all day, but everyone seemed so nice, and I said, oh, I don't know if I should enter the contest. I'll just go for it. And I could see other people's conversations with each other, like, what's it going to hurt? So, again, I come down to my, you know, I had just turned 53 at the end of December. My son and his wife were having a baby. They were getting ready to have a baby, you know, this coming May. The baby came early, but that's beside the point. but am I just going to be this chunky grandma, or do I want to be different? So I had my husband take the pictures, and those pictures, when I look at them, like, they're just horrible. And you know, and he said, well, what are you going to do with these? I said, well, I'm going to enter this contest, and I'm going to email them. He's like, you're sending these to somebody? I'm like, I know. I have to just do it before I chicken out. Yeah. So, and I had him help me take my measurements. You know, it was just kind of like this, it was almost impulsive, but there was something that just kept, and I guess, like Olga said, it was timing. It was just, I really wanted to do this. I I'm not at VI now, but I really want to get there as close as I can. I don't want to fit into what my idea of getting older used to be. Does that make any sense?
Well, it makes perfect sense. You're going through a mind shift, a paradigm shift, and a lot of what you're saying is resonating. So it's kind of like how you're saying it. Just the timing's right. It's the fact that you said it's almost compulsive or impulsive.
Mm-hmm.
Now it just seems right, and you're breaking out of your old pattern. Is
right.
Probably why it feels a little compulsive, but it's not. It's like you're taking on it's like trying something new. When we try anything new, there's some anxiety, but also excitement. But it's not the old you. But if you want to, the past doesn't create the future. The future can be whatever you want it to be. So exactly what you just said. You want to be something
right.
Different than what you otherwise projected.
And you know, when I've. That there's one benefit to being older. You realize that the things that you used to be so nervous and anxious about, they don't kill you. You know, it's so I thought, what's the worst that's going to happen? You guys will get these pictures and think, oh, this woman, she's nuts, and that'll be it, you know? So I just thought, why not? This would be something that I would think about doing in the past, and I would chicken out, and I would regret it because I would never know. I would never know if I could have placed or what kind of progress I would have made, because without sending in the pictures, I don't know how committed I would have been.
Yeah, and I switched that. Again, I'm always testing these things out. I used to just let people send it all in at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I switched at the last couple contests to ask for the pictures up front. So I think the first two contests, I just let people, like, you take your picture with the newspaper and all that, but you don't have to send it till you're done. And
right.
I think that allowed people to back out at least a few more, because, like you said, you sent them, and you know at least one other person on earth has seen them besides who took them, and that's me,
right?
Because
right?
when right. I got them, I review them just to make sure people send the right ones.
Right.
So at least you know I've seen them, so...
Right.
So I moved it that way, and I think it's actually better.
I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think that worked really well. At least for me, it worked. It kept me motivated. I wanted to send in pictures that showed a difference, at least some kind of difference.
Yeah, any movement forward is good. Like it's,
yep.
It doesn't need to. You don't need to knock it out of the park. You just need to get moving, and that's
exactly.
And some people, I think, get a little. Do the whole bite off more than they can chew. Like it doesn't. A lot of people enter two or three contests before it actually works for them. Or some
mm-hmm.
people, it takes completing two or three to get to where they want to go. It's, I mean, the contest is just one short window to get things moving, right? It's not.
Right.
It's not all of it. It's not the end. It's not even supposed to all happen, right? It's just. It's trying. I guess it's a way we provide people. Let's see what you can do in 3 months, and that's it.
Right.
And people can get way more done than they think in 3 months. Even if
Absolutely.
You, like, fumble your whole way through it, you still get further than you think.
Well, and another thing that attracted me to this from, I don't know if it was in the advertisement for it or what, but somewhere along the line people were saying you can just, even if you don't use, you don't have to use heavy weights. So, I had lifted weights off and on years ago, but it had been a long time. And so I was very leery of lifting weights because I knew I wasn't going to be able to lift what I used to be able to lift. Not that I remember what that was, but I knew I had some small little lightweights at home. So I was enticed also that the fact that I could even just use body weight, or I could use these little 3-pound things I have at home to start. And that's what I did. The fact that nobody was saying, well, make sure you pick up a, you know, a 20-pound dumbbell and do this. Like, I could do it at my own pace, and I liked that.
Yeah, well, it's there's no getting anything done is the key. You don't have to win the Olympics. You just have to improve on wherever you are. That's kind of the whole point.
Right. Which I knew that anything, even if I was just lifting soup cans, it would be better than what I was doing.
Yeah, and that's fine. Yeah. I guess everyone's got to start somewhere.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I was going to the gym, but I was concentrating more. I was doing one of those circuit things, and I was concentrating more on, the elliptical and treadmill and the bike and stuff. And I had actually, I kind of forgot about this, but I guess it's two years ago now, after I had gotten in shape for my son's wedding, I knew I needed a goal to keep me motivated. So I did a sprint triathlon.
Oh, interesting.
So I did some lightweights, but that was more trying to be able to swim. I had to retrain myself in swimming and, the biking and stuff like that. And so my goal was just to complete the event and not be last, and I hit that goal. But then after that, I was so tired and so drained, I guess, from training all the time, that then I kind of did nothing. So then I slowly started to gain, I had gained half of the weight back when I started VI that I had lost for my son's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, in a triathlon, even a sprint, it's still there's some twinges of extremism there, right?
Yes.
Like you said, it's like go hard and then all of a sudden it's over.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And I tried not to let that happen, but it did. So, your body can only, well, my body was just, it appreciated the break, but then I let the break go on too long.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you obviously made a big change with VI. Now, what did you do as far as dieting? Like, did you still use ESC? Did you still use some of the stuff you learned from Weight Watchers? What exactly... Was your strategy this time around?
At the beginning of the contest, what I did, which happened to be pretty much right after Christmas, so, I didn't really do too much of anything during Christmas. I incorporated ESC, and I just started counting calories. At that point, I didn't have AGD, the anything goes. But after like a week or so, I bought that, and then I started reading that, and I got started with that. Now, I don't even want to say I necessarily understand the whole way of doing it, but I knew it was what I liked was anything, you could eat anything, you just had to count the calories. And I incorporated in the, two fast days, and, tried to keep calorie count for the week instead of just a daily count. And it seemed to be a more freeing experience doing it that way.
Mm-hmm. Tell me that I don't know enough about Weight Watchers. Does what you did with ESC and AGD kind of as your core philosophy, is that similar to the counting system at Weight Watchers?
It is. They equate everything into these points, and they seem to change it. It seems like whenever I have success with Weight Watchers, then they change the program and it throws me off into a downward spiral. But what the last time they changed it and I tried to follow it, they came out with, and I know it sounds silly, but they came out where, okay, fruits were free points.
Yeah, what's with that? I've heard about that.
I don't know, but I was like, cool. So I can eat all the fruit I want, and I don't have to count it. Now I realize how ridiculous that sounds, but it played a mind game with me. So fruits and vegetables, most vegetables, were free. They were zero
now,
points.
But think about that for a sec. You were just following the system where they used to count it as having calories.
Right.
So somewhere in your mind, you have to know. You have to know when you're holding an apple, there's calories in it.
Regardless
of what their count. But it's almost like as long as anyone anywhere gives you the out of saying no, it's okay. Yep. Then we just go with it, right?
Yep. It was. I didn't even realize was. I mean, I kind of did realize, but didn't want to realize because they changed the number of points, so it looked like you were getting more points. I don't know. It just. I didn't like it. I had difficulty adjusting. Mm-hmm. It didn't seem to make sense. And then I wasn't losing any weight. I wasn't maybe gaining weight, but I wasn't losing it. So I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I didn't follow it. So then I just tried to, and then I kind of dropped fasting. You know, you become frustrated, you kind of drop everything and just, I was still working out, but, I wasn't really following an eating plan, and I knew I needed to do something. So when this all came about, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, Eat Stop Eat, I did that. That worked. I should do that again. So that's what kind of, you know, got me. And then the Anything Goes, and then the reverse taper, I had that, and I was reading it, and I did not digest that fully yet. So I figure, well, what I did like about that is when you get down to your maintenance weight, you know, I'm going to start adding calories and to find where I'm going to stay. That's what I liked about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the point of that, a lot of people miss it, and I repeat it over and over again. The point of it, reverse taper, isn't to, like, set a record on how fast you can lose weight. It's to get there and stay there.
Right.
So that's its major key. But it just slows. But it also, by definition, slows down at the end. So that's.
Well, and I understand that, but I just want it. I don't want to have to go through this again. You know, like I've done.
Well, and that's why we came up with that one.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because of this problem of people like. Going real hard, way too hard, extreme, and then rebounding. Okay, well, and speaking of that, throughout the contest, what most people don't have a smooth ride through it. They at least have some detours. Like, can you give us your on a high level, like what it was like going through?
As far as dieting?
Well, eating? Just in general, just the process. Was there any bumps along the way? Was there like, do you ever feel like giving up? Was there like weeks where you went backwards, like that sort of thing?
Well, in the beginning, I was frustrated because, like I said, the pounds weren't coming off as quickly for the amount of effort that I felt like I was putting in. I do have to say what I had to do from about I was doing the VI workouts, and I was going to the gym on other days and doing my, like, high, you know, interval, was high-intensity interval training and the circuits, and still doing that in addition to my VI workouts. And I was really draining myself. So I dropped all the other stuff, and I only, for like the last probably 9 weeks of the contest, I only did the VI workouts 3 times a week. That was it. I didn't do anything else because... I needed my energy to do these workouts, and I felt like I wasn't having the energy. So then I could feel that it was like, oh my gosh, this is all too much. What am I doing? And I think it was on the forum or somewhere with you guys, you know, that somebody said, maybe it's just too much. You know, I didn't ask the question. I was reading about somebody else, and they said they just had to do, they had to back off of other things. And I took that advice, and I went with it. And that, you know, because the VI workouts, when you start, I mean, it's a lot. I mean, I like it. It's not like it's overwhelming, but if you're going to do, for me anyway, for me to do something every day, it was too much for me. Mm-hmm. And I did not want to burn out.
And that's the other problem people run into. They try to do too much in the gym and probably stimulate your appetite a bit, but then it just makes you miserable. Like you can't just beat yourself silly. There has to be some balance there.
Right. Well, and that was, I was struggling with the fasting too. And I thought that could have been some of the problem, is that I was, you know, working out almost every day, and it was just like you say, you're more hungry, and then your mind starts to think, well, you are working out, you should eat more, but you're like, no, you don't want to. You know, some of your old stuff starts to come back in.
Mm-hmm.
So I knocked out everything else, and I just did the VI workouts.
Good, good. And so then did you settle into a little groove then once you did that?
Yeah, I had more energy, and it was easier for me to fast. Now, I know a lot of people say they work out fasted, and I have a difficult time doing that, so I don't do it. Now, there are times when I can, but I kind of play it by ear, and I see how I feel. If I think I'm going to have a good amount of energy, then I'll go to the gym and I'll work out fasted. But if I can kind of tell, and I think, you know what, I better either work out later tonight or you know, after I eat and my food is digested. And I did that a number of times where I was, you know, at the gym as it was getting ready to close, because I didn't want to give up my fast, but I also knew I needed to eat before I went.
Mm-hmm.
So now if I fast, I can work out fasted in the morning, you know, mm-hmm. or even through lunch. But if sometimes when I, because I typically go dinner to dinner,
mm-hmm.
so I can eat with my family. So I had to just adjust that a little bit, but that it seemed to work good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's something you have to solve for yourself, right? So especially the dinner to
right.
dinner, that one probably is a bit tricky to train at the end of that. So. And that, I mean,
right.
to each their own. There's no right way to do that. There's just the way that works for you. So.
Well, and it really helps on the community, on the forums, listening and reading what people are saying, how they it works, what works for them, and think, oh, okay, well that works for her, but that doesn't work for her, and so you know maybe that'll work for me. You know, maybe I'm trying to make something happen that's not going to work for me. So that's where. I just love the community. I mean, it's just great. And even if you're not always posting, you're just reading, it's just, they're just a bunch of amazing women on that community.
Have you been on others? I always want to find out.
You know, the one that I was kind of involved with was the TTAP forums, and they were pretty good too.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the same, but they were very helpful also. I have to say, they've really only been the two forums that I've been involved with, and for some reason I feel more of a connection with this one, but that was also very helpful.
And so that's the only time you've ever done the online forum thing, just these two times?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to get an idea of, and it doesn't feel foreign to you to use it?
No, mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, and I sit in front of a computer all day, so I'm not afraid of a computer. You know, like some people, you know, they might be more difficult for them.
Oh yeah, I hear. Yeah, totally. So you've made some good progress. What are your goals moving forward then?
Well, I don't really know as far as pounds go. Since the contest ended, I lost an additional 6 pounds, so I'm feeling good about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm not, I'm thinking maybe like 10 more pounds, but I don't want to focus on the number. I really just want to try to get towards the VI numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I am finding it difficult just because I've always had a thicker waist. So it'll be interesting to see if I can lose another 4 inches or so in my waist to hit VI. But, you know, I'm going to try not to obsess about that. I'm going to just try to, you know, stick with the program and do my best to get there.
Yeah, with the numbers, I always tell people it's not a do or die to get exactly to the number, because you got to remember it's their circumference, right? So
right.
Visually, an inch or two on any given angle is it's not that much. Like an inch around is a lot. If one
right.
inch bigger, 1 inch smaller around, actually visually on any from any visual angle is only a quarter inch or so, right?
Right.
So it's if you even it, just approaching it. I mean, all it is a metric to approach, and then whenever you're comfortable, then it's you don't have to go any further.
Right. Well, and that's exactly that's it. I'm going to try, but I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to make that such an unattainable goal that, you know, I don't ever get there and I get, you know, upset and do my things like I've done in the past where then I mess up, you know. I don't
yeah.
want to do that.
Yeah, I try not. I mean, I remember when we first came up with the idea. We actually had the idea way before we ever even released it. And then we debated a lot. We're like, is this bad? Like coming up with a metric for women to measure, judge themselves. Like there's enough self-judgment going on.
Right.
They don't need a couple of guys coming out with like the ultimate of judge. Like, oh, really? Well, how about this? We're going to wrap a measuring tape around you and tell you. Like it's – we thought, man, we're dumb. We should never – we actually thought it would be the worst thing to ever release because all we've done is give girls something new to obsess about. But I mean – it doesn't seem that's what it's become, but I think part of that is the sort of the support in the community. Like all the stuff that goes around it makes it much more palatable than if we just
right.
sort of threw that out there and say, make or break it, right? That's it.
Right. But I do have to say, at the weight I am right now, my stomach is flatter and my waist is smaller than I can remember being at this weight before. And, you know, and I'm older than I was then. I mean, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes, so, interesting, yeah.
This is, I'm just so thrilled because it just really works.
Oh, well, I mean, it's designed to work, so. Yeah.
I know.
Oh, man. But, well, okay, well, I'm glad that you, well, thank you then, I guess. I don't know. It's supposed to work, and it should, and I
right.
mean.
Right.
Yes. So.
But it's funny because, you know, people, my one friend at work, she's like, all right, you have to tell me what you're doing. And so I tried to tell her, and she's like, oh, I don't know. I just, you know, I think it's all my hormones. And she's only, she's
no,
like,
just
three, yeah,
excuses,
she's three or four
right?
years
just...
older than me. But I'm like, I'm telling you, Joni, it's calories in versus calories out, you know, which is something that I've been, it's my mantra now. And she just doesn't want to hear it yet, and that's okay.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. It's, mm-hmm. it's so not a sexy answer. It's so.
It's not.
It's so
not,
mundane.
But it's the truth. So.
Yeah, I know. It's so not easy to sell either.
I
like,
know.
You know, it's the we couldn't have picked the worst thing to try to sell people is the truth. We
right.
would have made a lot we would be currently making a lot more money if we just told people all big tall tales like everything like all the other diets you tried and stuff. If we just come up with you know what I mean? If we told people all
yeah.
fruits and vegetables they equal 0 points. I bet you they did
right.
that. I bet you Weight Watchers did that because their program was lacking in sales. So they're like, well, how do we entice people? I don't know. Tell them they can eat more.
Well, that's just it. That's all they're concerned about. I mean, you know, so.
We're taking the long view approach. We're hoping that by telling the truth, eventually people stick with us because it's the truth.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think they will.
Oh, well, I hope you're right. Okay, so, well, we're okay, so VI is basically... You want to give it an honest go, which is fair, and you're still progressing, which is fantastic.
Yes.
So, what would you recommend to other people, other women your age, people who've been through a bunch of, have tried and rebounded, basically someone similar to yourself, and they're listening right now. What this is your chance to give them your best advice and give them some guidance.
Well, I would say to just do it. You know. This program works if you can just work it. You know, you get started, stick with it, get on the community. I plan my workouts and I try not to look for excuses. You know, life does get in the way sometimes, but if you try to think it through and, you know, I would plan week, you know, my whole week. Sometimes I had to work out 2 days in a row because I was going to be away or whatever, but it's just what you have to do. So, and another thing, and I found this on the forums, do it covertly, if I'm saying that correctly, if mm-hmm. needed. You don't need to tell anybody. And I always get excited about things and try to tell people, and it just turns them off. So I didn't tell anybody other than my husband because he took the pictures, but you wait, and people will start to ask you, you know, what you're doing, and that's when you can tell them about it. And my advice would also be to enter the contest. Don't be afraid of it. It's a good motivator. So, I mean, and I work full-time and still have, you know, a teenager and a 21-year-old living at home, and now I have a grandchild that's living 4 hours away. So if I can work it into my life, I think anybody can.
Mm-hmm. All right, that was great. So basically just do it, no excuses.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I think that's a good place to leave it off.
Okay, great.
All right, Terry, well, congratulations on your progress and the continued progress after the contest.
Thank you.
I hope to see you around in the forums for a long time to come.
Okay, I'll be there.
All right, that's great. So for Terry Klaus, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index podcast.